Well, folks, we have arrived in Sonoma County, and we are going to be spending the next couple of weeks here in the Russian River area. And I'm with Anthony Beckman and Boletto Wines here, and this is Russian River Valley at its best. Great to be with you, sir, and we are going to be talking about two wines to start with. You've got them popped, and we are ready to drink some great wine here. Let's talk about your 2013 Chardonnay and your Pinot Gris.
Sure. I love these wines. These are what I consider our summer white wines. The 2013 Chardonnay is our Teresa's Unoaked Chardonnay. So it sees no oak and it sees no malolactic. I consider this wine to be essence of Chardonnay. It's when you're doing whole cluster press Chardonnay, you're gently squeezing these grapes and getting the juice to come out. And the juice that comes out of a press is just incredible. It's the best tasting grape juice you'll ever try in your life. And for Teresa Chardonnay, I'm really trying to capture the essence of that day when we're whole cluster pressing Chardonnay. So to do that, you need this focus to it. And you can't take away from that focus by going into oak, and you can't take away from that focus by Surly's aging and batonnage and malolactic and all these other things that we do to make the big, rich Chardonnays that we all love. This is the opposite spectrum. This is flinty. It's got an incredible mineral aroma. There's some tropical there, and it is just the perfect wine for summer. And I group these two together, our Teresa Unoaked Chardonnay and our Pinot Gris, sort of in the, you know, these are the wines you open on a nice sunny day. What's the perfect pairing? You know, summertime. The Pinot Gris fits the same boat. You know, this Pinot Gris comes from the very first vineyards that John Boletto planted in the mid-90s. It's way out. It's about 10 miles from the ocean. The great parcel of land that normally would be dedicated to Chardonnay and Pinot. For us, it has Pinot Gris, and this is where Pinot Gris should be grown. It's a cousin to Pinot Noir. It deserves to be planted right next to Pinot Noir, and that's what we've done. We've taken really some awesome prime land, like I said, 10 miles from the ocean, and put Pinot Gris there. And when you do that, you get something distinct. You get something pretty. It has an elegance, has a lot of good acidity. It's crisp. It's clean. It's not made in any style to be big. It's meant to just be razor and good and just hold its tightness and tension. And so it's a wonderful wine grown at a really distinct and unique location.
Well, these two wines speak for themselves, and I think with food they're going to be perfect. Really what you have here is it's almost like walking down one of the rows in the vineyard and taking a couple grapes off.
The Chardonnay is just in stainless steel tanks. The Pinot Gris I go into really old neutral barrels. I like a little bit of the contact with the lees on this, and I like to stir it while I can. And it really gives it, the mid-palate, a nice heft and balance to it. If we didn't do that, the acidity kind of takes over and it becomes a little bit too tart. So I've learned over the years, I've increased the amount of barrel ferment about 10% every year, and I'm now up to about 65% barrel ferment in neutral barrels, with the remainder going into stainless steel tanks, because I just love the mid-palate texture, and it balances so well with the crisp acidity of the Pinot Gris.
Well, I just poured you another glass of this wine, and the chef just brought something to the table, and we are ready to eat here. You're not hungry, are you?
Never.
Folks, I'm not hungry at all, but we're going to suffer through this great food and wine pairing here on Have Wine Will Travel. Well, folks, we have got up early this morning, and we have met Mr. Jim Petroncelli here, and we are at the winery here in Northern California and Sonoma Wine Country. Sir, great to be with you. Quite a few red wines on the table here. We must be expecting a lot of food from the chef this morning.
We're always ready with the food, and we have the wines to go with them. We'll present quite a number of them for you.
First of all, let's tell folks about Petroncelli and a little bit of the history. We might take an hour doing that. You've been here for quite a while, and you've seen quite a few changes.
A lot of happenings here in Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County. My father came here in 1927, which was a completely different times, and a lot of different things going on. Some of them we sometimes talk about, others we don't. The one thing that's the constant here is the grapes that were grown then and continue to flourish here in Dry Creek Valley.
Well, it's a very exciting time, especially with Pinot Noir on the table here, and also Zin here, and two of my favorite wines, and it's time to maybe get some food to go with these. Chef has a smile on his face. Tell us about a few of these. The Syrah is another one of my favorite, and your Sangiovese.
Oh, yes. Those are a couple of classics. Of course, Sangiovese is the Italian variety used in Chianti. Since we have that heritage, we felt like we should be planting some here. They're actually doing very well up on the hillsides, which is where we grow a lot of those grapes, and it brings out a real heavy flavors and character that match up with those pastas and spaghettis that we're so familiar with here.
Well, I think you're giving the chef a few hints here of what would pair very well. I'm sure that we're going to be well fed here, Jim. And let's talk about, and I have a glass of the Zin here. This is another wine that really signifies Petroncelli to me.
Oh, definitely. This is our classic Zinfandel. That's the grape that's been grown here when my father came in 1927. And it's grown on the hillsides, which brings out all the character in the Zinfandel. We really, again, like that with matchup with some heavier foods. And it has that spice and berry character that's so typical of Zinfandel. Lends itself to a lot of foods.
The good part about this is we have poured a glass of your Pinot Noir, and that's where we're going to start. Great starting point here. Sonoma County and Pinot Noir is getting to be synonymous.
Sonoma County is a great spot for Pinot Noir, especially some of the areas, some of the distinct appellations like Russian River Valley, and that's where we source our fruit. It's a little cooler there than the hillsides we have surrounding the winery, and so the coolness brings out the flavor and the delicacy of Pinot Noir, which is very important. That's a variety that needs a lot of attention and the proper growing region. And I think we've accomplished that with our current vintage and brings out some nice balance that, again, goes maybe a little bit with the lighter foods, but also some of the fish dishes that we might be having a little later.
Quite a bit of food just came to the table here. I think Jim and I are going to be a little bit overwhelmed by this at first, but we're pros. We can do this.
We can eat and drink just about anything.
And we have that in front of us, folks. Thank you very much, Jim, and we will visit you with more food and wine pairings in the future here. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks to visit with you.
We are enjoying ourselves in Napa Valley this week, and my name is Doc Cummings, and you are listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel. Chef Kong is sitting here with me, and you've been more than kind to us, and you brought yet another dish. Now, you must have seen the look on Donald's face. He does look hungry, and Donald, you going to be all right with a couple of these?
I can make it through to the end.
You know, that's something I already knew. Chef, what do we got here?
This is a lobster wonton, and regarding Donald, I think a lot of times we get stuck on the first page of the menu because the menu is so big, and everybody sort of develops their favorites. Not very many people get out the first couple of pages. The sushi at the end, so the middle is sort of least visited. This is one of our soups that we do, lobster wonton. So it's a lobster filling in sort of a classic Chinese wonton wrap, folded the same way, but it's presented with Vietnamese pho broth with the lobsters and the usual cilantro, basil, a little bit of raw rum is Vietnamese herb on top with julienne red peppers, a piece of beef short rib.
This is true fusion here. We're getting into some Asian fusion food here from all over the world with some great wines here. And Donald, you've done your job well here, sir.
Well, thank you. I really like the combination here that includes both lobster and short rib, and I think it's going to go great with the Pinot.
Well, I'm ready, and we might have to get another one of these. Donald's done pretty well on that first one. Chef, thanks.
Pleasure.